Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The fashion industry has finally come to the realization that it needs to adopt circular practices, and that's a great start. Implementation, or what can be considered phase two, is much more difficult. It requires having the visibility, traceability, and verification tools to analyze your carbon footprint, and then mindfully rework R&D in response. I'm Lauren Parker from Sourcing Journal, and I'm here today with Dr. Min Chu, PhD Technical Director Softlines of SGS North America. She's going to talk about what circular fashion really is, where to start, and how to proceed to the next phase. Min, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
So diving right in, do you think that companies got caught up in wanting to be circular, but they didn't really realize how hard it was, and now they just don't know where to get started?
Yeah, the fashion industry is currently in a linear model, economic model, and causing the massive adverse effect. Circular fashion as an approach to aim to create a closed loop system that needs to be adopted immediately. But when it comes to the practice, it becomes a different story. So the practices of circular fashion range widely from the creation of sustainable materials all the way to the end of a product life cycle and even beyond. So in a circular fashion system, products need to be designed with the durability in mind, made from sustainable materials, assessed for its overall carbon footprint and the resource use, and tracked for transparency. So indeed, there are a lot for the companies to do.
And how has the circular economy been evolving over time?
Yeah, so using the sustainability materials and adopting eco-friendly manufacturing process, that's just the beginning. So now the circular economy has evolved into phase two by requesting the extended producer responsibilities, EPR, we say, to address the end of life waste management of products and ESG reporting as a holistic measurement of all aspects of a company's sustainability performance.
So how about we start from the beginning, which really is with materials. Does it come down to companies asking themselves the hard questions, like, do we want to refabricate our existing materials or build new materials with a longer life?
That's a good point, Lauren. So material is the foundation of the circular fashion. Here are some ways in which fashion companies should consider in material selection to embrace circularity. First, designing the durability and high-quality products that last longer to reduce the need for frequent replacement. So durability has become one of the eco-design requirements under the EU Eco-Design for Sustainable Products Regulation, or ESPR. At SGS, we have supported numerous innovation companies in evaluating their new materials for the quality, performance, safety, and sustainability features.
Exactly. So when it comes to recycling to achieve circularity, from your vantage point at SGS, what do you wish that more companies knew?
Indeed, the recycled materials are deemed as a more sustainable and a better way to maximize the utilization of the existing materials. The majority of recycled materials still come from mechanical recycling. Well, the more that we use the mechanical recycled material, the more issues we notice and we need to deal with. So physical qualities, dyeing properties, safety, recycled material verification, etc. So for the mechanically recycled material, SGS has developed a comprehensive solution, RPET 100 and RPET 200, by combining the testing verification with the supply chain verification to determine the recycled content. Currently, we are also partnering with one of the biggest U.S. retailers on their post-consumer textile waste recycling projects. So there are a lot of projects ongoing.
What about chemical recycling and biological recycling? What's happening there?
Chemical recycling and the biological recycling have gained more attention and also more investment. Chemical recycling and biological recycling, they recycle a much wider range of materials of pre-consumer and post-consumer waste. And they address some of the limitations of mechanical recycling and show unique strengths and great potentials. The SGS has been supporting industry partners from big oil and chemical companies to innovation startups to boost the chemical and enzymatic recycling by offering our expertise in technical consultancy and testing, laboratory testing.
So I want to shift a little bit and talk about how the EU is going to be legislating digital product passports, DPPs. Can you explain to our audience what they are and what this means for companies that don't have them?
DPP, digital product passports, that is a part of the EU Eco Design for Sustainable Product Regulations, and also one of the key actions under the Circular Economy Action Plan, which is a CEAP, which may be formally implemented in 2024. So DPP aims to gather the data on a product and its supply chain and share the data across the entire value chains, empowering businesses and consumers to have a better knowledge of the materials used and their embodied environmental impact. So for textiles, there are a wide range of requirements under DPP, from traceability, carbon footprint, recycled content, chemical compliance, product durability, upgradability, or repairability. So once we have the DPP, consumer can just scan a QR code to get all the data of the product, reviewing the information, and then make the buying decisions based on the DPP information. So this will encourage the producers to bring more sustainable and responsible products to the market.
So how do fashion companies prepare for these upcoming DPPs? Like, what should they do? And more importantly, what should they absolutely do first?
So they need to first familiarize themselves with the concept and the requirements, and also review the existing data and internal management systems within their organizations. Then they should really engage their supply chains and suppliers and other stakeholders to ensure the accurate and comprehensive data collection along the supply chain. Then they need to establish a traceability system to track the material flow from sourcing to production to shelf. So to help the textile companies proactively prepare for EU DPPs, SGS has established a package of solutions from material verification, product durability, chemical compliance, carbon and environmental footprint, to supply chain traceability and digitalization to prepare our clients for becoming the industry leaders in this journey.
In addition to that, what are some of the other hottest issues now that SGS is seeing, and what services are you providing around these issues?
Chemical management is still a very hot topic, including PFAS, bisphenols, chromium-6, and many others on the growing list. So we've provided such trainings either online or on-site to many global leading brands and their suppliers around the world. Another thing is carbon emission and neutralization and traceability, fiber fragmentation. They are all the topics that are frequently inquired all the time.
Do you see companies using verification in different ways now, maybe working further upstream and considering different inputs than before?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, they choose to use product certifications to verify the materials from upstream to downstream and differentiate their products. You need to choose a reputable and science-based certification schemes to avoid the greenwashing. And so having the material verified and all the claims substantiated is also critical in achieving circular fashion.
All right, thank you, Min. Do you have any final words about circularity for our viewers?
Yeah, overall, circularity is the ambitious goal, but a goal that we have to achieve for our future generations. The SGS Wave 4 sees a lot of change will come to shape our industry. And we have a global team focusing on delivering the up-to-date solutions to the industry and ahead of the curve. So we're here to support our clients, and we're looking forward to closing the loop. Thank you, Lauren.